So, what makes the original Hooters so special? Everybody wants to know our secret recipe. The answer is simple. We care about our people, the food we serve, our guests, and the community around us. We created a unique experience like no other, like watching your favorite team with an ice-cold beer and world-famous chicken wings served by a legendary Hooters girl. What could be better? To us, originality isn't just one thing. It's everything. Hooters, always original.
You can't win if you don't play. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Let's talk about lottery tickets as we have sort of touched on that fantasy topic in recent podcasts. You can't win if you don't play. All you need is a dollar and a dream. I think they've run out of ideas in the state of Florida. I think the current official theme of the Florida lottery is literally, it's good fun. You're paying people to do marketing jobs, and that's what you came up with. Time to downsize, make some changes. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. OriginalHooters.com is your destination for locations in the greater Tampa Bay area and West Central Florida. Original Hooters continues to grow, with new locations on the way for the address, hours of operation, and easy online ordering for all of their locations. Visit OriginalHooters.com. They have been the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast since season two. We are in our 10th anniversary season. I will be making a visit to one of the Original Hooters locations this weekend, kind of as a post-game show from one of my drafts, to talk about what happened with some of my friends. Should be a good time. Thanks to Hooters, and specifically OriginalHooters.com, for their continued presenting sponsorship. Write.todd@yahoo.com is the email for anything podcast related. Not just here, thank you for listening, but also the Todd Wright Toddcast, which is cranking out more episodes, is past 350. You often hear about, you only hear it from the ones that last. How small the percentage is of podcasts that last into hundreds of episodes. And they tout that because they've beaten the numbers. They've beaten the percentages. They've beaten the fact that there have been so many podcasts out there where people think it's a good idea, feel good about starting it, and then lose interest or decide this isn't for me. I will promise you 400 episodes of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We're past 350. At 400, I may make a decision whether or not to continue, and that may be based on your feedback, in addition to my personal situation at the time. So, more episodes to come of the Todd Wright Toddcast via JoeBucksFan.com and other platforms where you get your podcasts. So, if you are a fantasy podcast listener, and you'd like some non-fantasy football content, or just me blowing off steam about how people suck, you might enjoy the Todd Wright Toddcast. I challenged the fantasy podcast listeners to send me results of their draft, and I said, if I get three, we're going to do a podcast about those three drafts, pros and cons, talking points. You came through. We're not doing it today, but I've received three emails. Two drafts are in. One will be done coming up. And that listener, also a Gil Alexander listener on VEASAN, that's where the listener found me and this podcast, through Gil at VEASAN. And I talked about some of his pre-draft strategy. He promised he will send the results. I believe them. So that's three. I'll squeeze in a fourth if someone else wants to send. So the draft results are coming in. Get them in. It can be as simple as this. Here's the simplest way for you to send me results of your draft that accomplishes the goal for both of us. One, say hi and always tell me where you're from. I like to know where people are listening. In the past, this podcast has been listened to in almost 20 countries, and I assume a lot of those countries are United States military with a fantasy football league and playing as an escape. Would love to hear from someone in that role about their draft and thank them for their service. So you send the email, tell me where you're from. Name, tell me where you're from. Any other pleasantries are fine. Any other stories are fine. Bare minimum. What you liked about your draft, what you didn't like about your draft, any questions you have for me, and then, as someone already did, if you did a draft with your friends in person, which I obviously endorse, send me the picture you took of the big draft board. Tell me who you are so I know who you picked. All I got to do is look down the board there, but I can see who went in front of you, who went behind you. That's perfect. If you want to just cut and paste me some results, fine. But I obviously need to know your draft position. The snapshot, if you do it in person, of what your board looks like, that goes a long way. Otherwise, list your picks. Tell me what pick you had and whether it was snake or linear. Okay, let's get to lottery tickets. The first lottery ticket, in my opinion, this year is Travion Henderson. We've mentioned it on previous podcasts. Why is Travion Henderson a lottery ticket and two other rookie running backs are not? Because we know those other rookie running backs are going to play based on where their teams drafted them, right? Genty's going to play. Genty's going in the first round of fantasy drafts. Not to me, but that's where he's going. Hampton is going in the first few rounds of fantasy drafts. He actually did go to me in one that I did recently. He fell to me. We know they're going to play. I'm not saying Travion Henderson isn't going to play. But fantasy-friendly, Ramondre is still there. I wonder if he'll still be there after the trade deadline in season. He'd look damn good as a Kansas City Chief. So you can't right now look at Henderson and say he's the guy in New England. As Connor Rogers has brought up on the Matthew Berry Fantasy Football Hour on Peacock. This is a player who had injuries at Ohio State, and then Ohio State had to manage his snaps because of it. Will New England be smart enough to do that? Or do they run the risk of getting him hurt? Granted, Mike Vrabel's an Ohio State alum. Maybe this was a homer pick, but people seem to love it. That said, there's a lot of love out there for these New England Patriots that I don't share. And a lot of it's Vrabel related, Bob Kraft related. Bob Kraft and Mike Vrabel, the Patriot way. Give me a fucking break. The Patriot way was Belichick and Brady. Edge Brady. But it was Belichick and Brady. That was your Patriot way. They're not walking through that door. And I think Vrabel is a very overrated head coach. As I've walked through on the Todd Wright Toddcast, telling you a season in advance that he would be fired by the Titans. And telling you what some players felt. That the more successful the Titans got, the more they didn't want to play or win for the guy. So there's Travion Henderson. And I don't think – look, there's people who are buying into the Patriots. It's not like they're saying they're going to the playoffs, but they think they're going to improve. But at the same time, I feel those who think Drake May might be fantasy worthy are saying it for three reasons. One, May's a young, talented player moving into what, year two or year three? Year two, year three? So we expect to see more of him and he should get better, right? He's going to run a bit. So that's always nice for a fantasy quarterback. The third part is ball in his hands because the Patriots will likely be playing from behind. Well, if the ball's in May's hands because they're playing from behind, why the love for Henderson? So I don't get – that's why I think this is a lottery ticket. It's an expensive one because if you want Travion Henderson based on ADP, you got to take him in about the fifth round. The fifth round is a place where you want to draft a starter. Are you really sure Henderson is going to deliver on the fifth round draft capital that you use? Other lottery tickets based on ADP in order. Sometimes a non-rookie is a lottery pick. There are not many of them. And I'll address that when we get to the topic. Is similar in being around the fifth, maybe into the sixth. Tet McMillan, Carolina. I mean, that pick to me said, can Allison Morgan don't feel good about Leggett going forward? Granted, they move Thielen away. They have the undrafted rookie who is going to play in three wide receiver sets. Like saying, well, Leggett will still play in front of the undrafted rookie from a year ago. Was that Coker? This is messy. Bryce Young's better. Canales and Bryce Young have worked well together. How much will that translate, though? Is Bryce Young someone who can win playoff games? Is Canales a head coach who can win playoff games? I'm hesitant with that. I really think, and here's the David Tepper factor also on Carolina. At some point, Tepper's going to be Tepper. He's going to fire Canales. And then Canales might have a year for Tepper to pay him not to coach. Go be an offensive coordinator somewhere. Maybe working for one of these traditional defensive head coaches who want nothing to do with offense. Dave, it's all yours. And Dave may like that, as he liked it working with Todd Bowles in Tampa Bay. And depending on how much he's paid, might be comfortable in that role. I mean, Chip Kelly's making $6 million to be an offensive coordinator under Pete Carroll. Is he the head coach in waiting? We'll find out in a few years. But if McMillan is a lottery ticket, I'm not interested. I may get involved on waivers later on. But there's something about it that I don't want to invest in right now. RJ Harvey is intriguing simply because Sean Payton likes to throw to his running backs. And he moved on from Javonte as a running back because Javonte couldn't get yards after contact, didn't do enough with those plays. Harvey scored a lot of touchdowns last year for a UCF program that has struggled since joining the Haves. If you call the big XII the Haves, the real Haves are, of course, the Big Ten and the SEC, but it's better than where UCF was when they claimed their mythical technical national title on that undefeated season a number of years ago, the laughable one. But Dobbins is there too in Denver. So I'm not buying the RJ Harvey ticket, especially at his ADP of 62. I don't consider Travis Hunter a lottery ticket. There's a lot of variables here, but we know if he's healthy, he's going to play. At least to start, and I'm not saying the first week, but the first season. I think they want to get more out of him offensively than defensively. Let's see if the Kelce theory is true. That teams that go against the Jaguars, Carolina, you're first up. Are you just going to run McMillan at Travis Hunter and wear him out? So when Hunter goes on offense, he's tired. He's not fresh. It's like a hockey player playing every shift. Tough to do. Gonna be fun to watch. Jaguars probably not going to be fun to watch. The worse they are, the more likely Cleveland finally gets their franchise quarterback next year with either their own pick or Jacksonville's pick. I don't think that's a place that grandson Manning wants to play. But Cleveland could get somebody else, and they have the Jaguars pick next year. But I don't consider Hunter a lottery pick. He is someone I would put on my team. I just feel he's going to play enough to justify his current. I think his ADP is currently low at 71. Is it low because of Brian Thomas Jr.? I think Hunter affects. We've gone through some of the things that lead you to slow down on drafting Brian Thomas Jr. to be your wide receiver one in fantasy. And Travis Hunter is one of them. Caleb Johnson. All right, we've got back-to-back lottery picks here. At ADP 74 and 75, according to fantasyfootballcalculator.com. Caleb Johnson, rookie running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We know the Steelers want to run the ball. You know Najee is gone. Caleb was drafted to replace Najee, presumably. So why hasn't he played more in the preseason? And there's that faction that always thinks if Tomlin green-lighted whoever the OC was to use Jaylen Warren more, Jaylen Warren would produce more. Because Jaylen Warren makes some big plays. Does he make big plays because he's used in a limited capacity? Or would he make more big plays if he played more snaps? I have a cautionary tale. I think I brought it up about Caleb Johnson's playing time. I hope it's wrong, but that Aaron Rodgers doesn't trust the rookie some things have already happened, maybe in practice, where Rodgers doesn't think the rookie can do the job to make the blitz pickup or the block he's assigned to make. And let's face it, Rodgers can't move. He's old. He's slow. So Rodgers may not want Caleb Johnson out there in RPOs to influence the decision or flat out passing situations. Now, if that's the case, then defenses have a tell. If Johnson's in the game, play the run. If Johnson's not in the game, play the pass. Ricky Pearsall, I'll call that a lottery ticket, right or wrong. Ricky Pearsall has a lot on him, a year removed from the start of the gunshot wound recovery. The Niners still trying to figure out what they're going to do at the wide receiver position. What the time frame is on Ayuk, what you get when you get him back. Debo is gone. Jennings is unhappy with his contract. I saw somewhere, might have been Roto World, the last player picked, fifth round, 2018, the last player picked who went to the University of South Florida, the last player they've had picked in the NFL draft. That's how bad they've been. All 32 NFL teams, the last seven drafts, have looked at the USF program and said, there's nothing there for us. Marquez Valdez-Scantling may be a starter for the Niners in week one at wide receiver. That's what the Niners are down to. So Pearsall is the wide receiver one. He was the only University of Florida player drafted in the entire draft in 2024. University of Florida players, as I've talked about at length recently on the Todd Wright Toddcast, have failed badly, as much as maybe any major school, the last 10 plus years in the National Football League. I didn't put Pearsall in though yet because I said it's not fair to include him. We're going to know this year. He's got a lot on him. I'm not buying the lottery ticket. If the Niners are going to be good, I'm leaning to that they're not. I think Purdy prefers to throw to Kittle and McCaffrey out of the backfield. Pearsall will get some. I don't know how he's going to do as a wide receiver one. I don't know if it's enough. Granted, it's ADP 75. What are the receivers going before and after him? Travis Hunter going before him, Olave and Golden going immediately after him. Funny, there's Jaylen Warren at ADP 80. Scrolling down, I don't consider Abuka a lottery ticket. I think we all know why Abuka was drafted. Because of the Godwin situation and the fact that Mike Evans may be done after this year. And Abuka looks great. Abuka was a consistent performer at Ohio State, put up numbers in every one of their four playoff game wins, committed to Ohio State, stayed all 4 years. There's so much to like about this player. He's got a solid quarterback in Baker Mayfield to throw him the ball. I don't consider that a lottery ticket. I think at ADP 85 that I'd back, and obviously I do my drafting with a lot of people in Tampa. I get why Abuka is going earlier than ADP 85 by them or others. Where is our next lottery ticket? Interesting, there's Rashee Weiss at ADP 91. We now know he misses the first six. Cooper Kupp, 97. We find out pretty quickly what he has left. Oh, there's Bill at ADP 100 on the nose. Okay, fine. Ja'Cory Kroski, Merritt. Matthew Berry, who cares more than anyone else in the fantasy universe with a voice about the fortunes of Washington players, keeps saying, was it Chris Rodriguez? That even with the Robinson trade, Washington still has other options at running back, which I think include Austin Eckler also. And I saw Austin Eckler higher. There he is, ADP 88. But there's Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt at 100. What, a seventh round draft pick? That's a lottery ticket. And at ADP 100, that's a $5 lottery ticket. So in a 10-team league, that's 10th or 11th round pick. You're not drafting starters there. You're drafting, give me a guy who I can play at some point. Give me a guy who's an option. If one of my top guys gets hurt, other than having to go to the waiver wire. He also may be a guy that we introduce this obvious fact. Could be drafted, and if he doesn't play enough the first couple of weeks, some owner may cut him. And then there's going to be that player, most years there is, at least one, you can grab on waivers either after week one, week two, maybe week three. Actually, well, I did it with Kyren Williams, amazingly, twice a couple years ago in a championship season. Maybe that's merit. But it is a lottery ticket if you want to use a 10th round pick on him or later. Tyler Warren is going way too late. And you know how anti-tight end I am. But at ADP 105, I don't even call that a lottery ticket. If you're in a mandatory tight end league, Tyler Warren strikes me as someone who can keep you from wasting time, as so many people do in mandatory tight end leagues, on a week-in, week-out basis looking for somebody else. Yeah, J.J. McCarthy is a lottery pick, sure, at ADP 110. I'll do that one. And all right, I'll just acknowledge J.J. McCarthy as a lottery pick. We'll call that. I don't think anybody's drafting J.J. McCarthy to be their starting fantasy quarterback, but if he's your QB2, with Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, who I know is going to miss three games. Over the last couple of seasons, Jordan Addison's top 10 in receiving and wide receiver touchdowns each of the last 2 years. Jordan Addison is the reason why Kenny Pickett was a first-round pick. So you have Jefferson there and one of the best play callers in the NFL. So McCarthy is a lottery ticket, as is Quinshon Judkins is a lottery ticket. I think Wandale Robinson's a little bit of a lottery ticket. I've talked about his numbers. You can scratch that for a couple of bucks. Cam Scatabo is a lottery ticket. And Jaden Blue's a lottery ticket. Luther Burden is a lottery ticket. I don't consider Colston Loveland a lottery ticket. I think he's going to have a good year. There's Ollie Gordon, ADP 164. That's one I've already scratched for a couple of dollars, and I may buy one or two more of those. Send me your draft results. Send me other comments on the fantasy podcast. Send me any questions about your fantasy team. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, new episodes of non-fantasy content, the Todd Wright Toddcast, continuing until we get to episode 400 via JoeBucksFan.com and various platforms, maybe the one where you found the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks for listening.